Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Maui, Hawaii, is Sam Roberts with Roberts Carpet and Fine Floors. Sam, how you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Good to be with you, and we're 6 hours apart. You're at the NFA meeting in Hawaii. It's a nice place out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Beautiful place to be hanging out.
Just a little background. Most people know who you are, Sam. You sell better end flooring. You've got 9 stores in Houston, Texas. You're part of the NFA group. And have been a leader of this group at one time. And I know you were on the election committee. We're going to get to that in a minute because I know that the NFA has elected some new officers. But just a couple other questions first, if you would. How big a group do you have out there in Maui?
I think there are about 250 people.
Most people know the NFA has got 35 members, over 200 different storefronts, I believe. Isn't that right?
I think we're up around 42 now, actually.
Oh, 42 members. Okay.
I could be off 1 or 2.
All right. Let me ask you, have you done the 2-minute drill? How's everybody doing up there?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think most of the guys are doing fairly well. I think the consensus is most of the members are up, but in single digits, probably 5 to 7% is the most common number I'm hearing. So could be better, but certainly a lot worse. Sounds like residential replacement is not quite as strong as some other segments of the business. But everyone seems to be experiencing some decent growth. Obviously, the first quarter was challenging for many, and I think that most of the guys have overcome that.
And is that the case you're seeing in Houston as well?
Yeah, it is. We didn't have the first quarter of problems with weather that many did, and we're probably in the 7-8% up range for the year.
So while sales are not on fire, they're growing steadily. Is most everybody got a good outlook for where things are headed?
I mean, it varies from parts of the country. I think residential replacement is probably the most challenged area, but I think everybody is reasonably optimistic and has expectations of continued success, but at the kind of current rate that it is right now. So nothing exceptional, but decent. I think things are good, but not, you know, outstanding.
All right, well, let's get to these elections. Many people know that Phil Koufidakis has been the president of the NFA for the last couple of years. He's also the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix, Arizona. He's been doing a great job. And I know that, Sam, you're on the election committee, and that's one of the reasons that we set this call up. Tell us, if you would, the results of the leadership now for the NFA starting in 2015.
Yeah, the new president is a guy named Dave Snedeker. Dave's just a great guy and a real gentleman and an exceptional buyer. I think he's been coming to the group for a really great many years. He'll do an outstanding job. The vice president is Jason McSwain. Jason's a very smart, very thoughtful guy and one of the real gentlemen in the business. And I think he'll do a really good job. The new secretary is Kelly Taylor from Ambassador Flooring in St. Louis. Kelly's a great guy and has a lot of energy and has a really interesting business. He does some things that really none of us do, including doing football field they played the last Super Bowl in. He does builder and residential building as well. You know, Kelly's got a lot of energy and is really just a great guy. And the new treasurer is Jim Walters. And Jim's at Mako's in Green Bay. And Jim's a past chairman of the World Floor Covering Association. But a few years ago, Jim held that position. And he's another guy with a lot of capability. So it's a strong group, as it usually is.
Well, it sounds like a really strong group, and I'm just going to repeat him because we have a little bit of a breakup on communications. But again, the president is Dave Snedeker, who's the buyer with the Nebraska Furniture Mart. But he's been a member of the organization for a long time. Jason McSwain, who is one of the owners of McSwain's in Cincinnati, Ohio, and vice president. Jim Walters is the treasurer, and he's with Mako's, like you said, up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then you've got Kelly Taylor, who's, I guess, the newest member of this group of officers. He's the secretary. He's with Ambassador's Flooring out of St. Louis. So that's a fantastic group. I know that you've kind of changed the schedule.
Today's our vendor meeting day. We usually do a full day of rotating.
Let me ask you, it's kind of a speed dating, and sometimes people bring samples out there, but that's such a long way to go. Was there any problems with getting some samples out there for people to talk about?
Oh, my God, no. These guys have tons of stuff. I think we're getting a good look preview of all the stuff that's coming for that show. There's a lot of really nice new things that are coming.
Has Activity Day happened yet?
Yesterday. A lot of time spent between the members and the vendors, and we jumped on a helicopter and did the helicopter tour. It was really beautiful. tonight is the final evening. Then you're going home tomorrow.
I got you. Okay, great. Well, Sam, I appreciate you giving us an update from Maui at the NSA fall meeting. Again, been talking to Sam Roberts with Roberts Carpet and Fine Floors in Houston, Texas. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.